News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Paul Mitchell of Mitchell McDermott on their new construction sector report, which concluded that Ireland is likely to produce less housing over the next 2 to 3 years than we did in 2023. Just have a little listen to some of what he had to say.
These investment funds are global and they will go where they get the best return for their pension members. Right? So they're only going to come to Ireland if they're sure that the environment, the regulatory environment, is not going to change. We've referred to this before as a kind of closing doors policy. As soon as we've had something that started to work, co-living, build to rent, you know, rental in general, we start putting things in place. The opposition parties come in, start voicing the concerns, and the government side folds. We have to have strong leadership, and I think this is an opportunity for the incoming minister to actually make a stand and push through, not to just fold when the pressure comes on.
And that was Paul Mitchell there of Mitchell McDermott. And joining me now to discuss all of this is Eoin Óivrín, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson. Good morning to you, Eoin. One of the things, the key things that came out of that Mitchell McDermott report was that objections by politicians and I suppose an atmosphere that is not conducive to build to rent types of housing developments is contributing to a shortfall in the housing supply. Sinn Féin is against those build to rent developments. So are you part of the problem, not part of the solution?
Well, interestingly, nowhere in the Mitchell McDermott report does it say any of that. And I'm not sure I would interpret the interview yesterday. First of all, let's be very clear. There's nothing today stopping a developer getting planning permission and building houses or apartments to rent them out. And that's happening all over the place. Not enough, but it's happening. The issue is that renters should have the same standard accommodation as people who buy homes. So when Eoin Murphy introduced a substandard set of apartment design standards, smaller apartments, less natural light, less storage. Not only Sinn Féin, but large numbers of people, including renters and planners and folks in local authorities, says this makes no sense. If we want to encourage people to rent in our urban centres, then people need to have good quality accommodation. Thankfully, the last government removed the separate category design standards for rental apartments versus apartments for people to buy. But there is no prohibition on developers building rental apartments. In fact, in Clondalkin Village, where I live, there's some very good examples of rental apartments.
So you're not against build to rent in principle?
No, and I think there's some kind of confusion in this. The issue was that Eoin Murphy introduced a separate set of design standards for apartments, smaller, less natural light, less storage. That was a bad planning decision, and thankfully it has been reversed. But also, I don't think that's the main import of the Mitchell McDermott report, which is a very significant report and one that I welcome. What they're telling us is, and it confirms what the Housing Commission told us last year and what many of us have been saying for some time, is that the government's housing plan is not ensuring the adequate delivery of both public and private housing. And unless we have some radical changes in policy, we're not going to see that change. I don't agree with two of the main recommendations of the Mitchell McDermott report. One, that we need a Department of Infrastructure. The last thing we need is more civil servants getting in the way of residential development.
But the idea of the Department of Infrastructure wouldn't be to get in the way.
It would be to
facilitate and to, I suppose, ease development.
No, so the Housing Commission has a much better proposal. And keep in mind, the Housing Commission is made up of people or was made up of people who deliver houses in the public and private sector on a daily basis. They recommended a much different, lighter structure that would bring together the people actually involved in capital investment from the utilities, residential developers, local authorities and others to remove blockages, actually the very opposite to a new government department. If you set up a new government department, it would take you years and it would be staffed by civil servants, all very hardworking people, but they're not people who understand residential development. And therefore, Sinn Féin's preferred option is that recommended by the Housing Commission. Here's the irony. The government haven't either taken up the Department of Infrastructure or the Housing Commission's Delivery Task Force idea. And that's why I think Mitchell McDermott's report is right. We're not going to see supply increase.
Well, it looks like we're not seeing supply increase.
Good policy suggestions, including from ourselves.
I think what was delivered last year was lower than we had been initially led to believe we might be going to get. So there is clearly an issue. But Sinn Féin have objected to or voted against almost 12,000 development homes in Dublin since 2018.
It's not true. And I want to be very honest about this, right?
The vast majority, I have a list of them in front of me, but I'm not going to...
Sure, but I'm telling you the information you have is factually incorrect. In fact, many of those residential development sites, we've been the strongest advocates for residential development on those sites.
How many, how many has Sinn Féin objected to?
But let me respond specifically to the charge. The issue in the vast majority of those sites is that government policy wanted to sell that land to private developers, public land on which there should be social, affordable rental and affordable purchase homes. And we've seen the consequence of that policy. So, for example, we opposed the sale of land in Oscar Traynor Road to Glenveagh. Right? We wanted that site developed. We didn't object to a single home. We wanted social and affordable homes. Thanks to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, the price of a so-called affordable home on that site is €400,000. That's not objecting to homes. That's objecting to the sale of public land to private developers because it won't deliver the homes our city needs.
I'll come back to Oscar Traynor, but if my figures that you're saying are incorrect, how many have you objected to with your figures?
Well, first of all, I don't object to housing. In fact, I very rarely make planning submissions
Sinn Féin,
at all.
How many homes have Sinn Féin objected to with your figures?
In the overwhelming majority of submissions by Sinn Féin members, so for example, Angus had one there recently in his own constituency, Merlu, they're not objections to homes being delivered. They're sensible third-party observations.
I'm asking for Sinn Féin's own figures on this. I'm not giving you other figures.
But what I'm telling you is what you're saying is wrong. Right?
I'm asking you a question.
And if you have the courtesy to let me answer it, I'll answer it.
Right? Please.
The fact's really important here. If you actually read the submissions, for example, that Mary Lou made in reference to some bill to rent.
I'm asking for a number, Owen.
No, but if you let me finish a sentence, you'll see why you're asking the wrong question. If you actually read the planning submissions, Mary Lou in terms of build to rent in her own constituency, Angus in terms of private, what they're actually saying is we're not objecting to residential development on this site. What they're saying is, for example, we'd like a little
bit... We're just objecting to this development.
No, if you let me finish, you'll get the answer to your question. What we're saying is if you're putting homes there, we'd like a proper mix of one beds, two beds, three beds. If you're going to have mid-rise developments beside two-storey homes, make sure the design style is done in such a way...
Okay, so these are the reasons for the objections, but how many objections are there?
But you're not listening to me.
I am, Owen, actually.
They're not objections. They're proposals to make the developments better. That's what our planning system is for, where people in good faith say to our planning officials, there is a better way of doing these developments.
I'm not going to get an answer for you on that. All I would say to you is, and by the way, I have no objection to social and affordable housing. You're completely correct. It needs to be developed. But there are other people who don't qualify for social or affordable housing who needs homes too. So do you have a difficulty with those homes being built because you seem to object to those developments in particular? And there are lots of people don't qualify for social or affordable housing who need a home.
So two things. What do we need in our housing system right now? First of all, we need more than double the volume of social and affordable homes. And by the way, when I talk about affordable homes, they're homes for people, singles and couples, earning up to about €80,000. So that's about 90% of the population. We also need a dramatic increase in the delivery of homes for working people to buy. And in fact, if you look at Sinn Féin's alternative housing policy, we've set out a raft of reforms to help particularly the small and medium builder developer sector, houses, duplex and apartments, to deliver more. The number of new homes coming on the market for people to buy has stagnated over the last period of time. If anybody is telling me that the solution to our housing crisis, as Paul said yesterday, is large volumes of institutional investment to build small apartments that are going to cost €2,500 to €3,000 a month is the solution, they're not listening to what people out there are saying. We need more private homes for people to buy. We need more social and affordable homes. And here's the interesting thing. About a third of the people who currently live in the private rental sector should be in social housing. If we build more social housing, that frees up rental stock for renters, including people like me. Likewise, we have a huge number of older people who will never be entitled to social housing or HAP. They're approaching pension age and they won't be able to afford to live in the private rental sector. They need age-appropriate, cost rental, affordable purchase.
Owen.
So let's have the right kind of homes at the right price for the right people.
Owen.
And let's stop this nonsense red herring about objections when people are simply
I'm not entirely sure that it is a red herring.
People are trying to shape their urban environment for the better of everyone.
Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, thank you very much for joining us.
Still to come.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.